Mike, you obviously, you coach pros. I don't think you have to motivate them, especially what you've gone through this year. But do you say anything, Kansas City, what they did to you last year or last time you played them and what happened this season? Do you say anything special about this game?
No, our football team, you know, realizes that if you're not ready to play or you don't play at your best, you're going to get beat in the National Football League. And you take a look at Kansas City and you know, you take a look at the Jets, at the Jets. Jets got to drive down the length of the field and score and with a minute left. And take a look at Tampa Bay, and not only do they score with 19 seconds left, they got to convert a two-point conversion to go into overtime. And I think we all saw what they did at San Diego. At San Diego, they went for two and could have tied it up and gone in the overtime and could have won the football game. So that's the nature of the National Football League. Any given Sunday, if you're not playing at your best, you're going to get beat. Doesn't matter if it's home or away. And you put turnovers on top of that, obviously very tough.
Mike, Nate said he's coming back. DJ said he's close. Do you see guys, is it human nature for guys to push harder when they see that the guys who are replacing them are doing such great things?
Well, I think any time, you know, that you've got a little winning streak going or you've won, you know, we're 3-1 in what we call the third quarter, that guys want to get back. But they've been practicing here for about the last 10 days. So it's not like they're just coming back today and all of a sudden starting to practice and wanting to play. But we'll get a chance to evaluate them over the next couple practices and see how they're doing. You know, some guys are ready to go 100%. Other times they're not ready to go. They're going to go a week later. Sometimes you switch guys off during a game, maybe play 50-50, depending on how they're practicing. So there's a lot of different scenarios, a lot of different directions we could go, depending on how they practice and how they look through Saturday. He was limited, yeah. No, it's the same thing I just explained. You know, we're going to evaluate that every day and see how, you know, hopefully there's no setback. But anytime you're dealing with a groin injury, and it's always tough. It's always tough to say what's going to happen because it just takes a tweak here or there or moving, trying to go full speed or make a cut, and you set it back for another 2 weeks. So a little premature at this point.
Hillis was saying he thinks he was 10th on the depth chart in training camp at tailback.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a tailback for sure now? And what he's done, what's been the biggest surprise for you?
Well, he always wanted to be a tailback. That's why I said he was 10th on the depth chart. He was never on the depth chart as a tailback. So, no, I mean, he's obviously number six. We ran out, we had five guys there, and we lost all five, and, you know, Selvin being out for 8 weeks. So he's the man just by elimination process. But he's done a good job. You know, it took him a while to get comfortable with the position. He's doing better and better. Obviously, he played well against the Jets, and we'll get a chance to see what he can do this weekend against Kansas City. But he will be our starting tailback. We move Spencer Larson over to the fullback this week, you know, because we do have more depth at the Mike linebacker position, and we need a little bit more depth. So with Andrew playing the fullback position and Spencer, at least we have a little bit more depth at our fullback and our tailback position. I think Selvin Young is getting close, and hopefully there's no setback with him. So we'll go through this week and then try to come up with the best 45 to dress.
Well, they have a seventh round pick like that. I mean, do you truly expect him to get out on the field other than potential?
Well, you never know. You know, these guys wouldn't get out there unless there was injuries. You know, how did Terrell Davis get his opportunity or Shannon Sharp? And guys go down, as we've talked about before, a guy like Wesley Woodyard. How does he show what he can do? You know, Spencer Larson. So you just really don't know. And when these guys go down, the guys either step up and show that they can play in the NFL and the game's not too big for them and they'll make some plays, like Spencer has demonstrated on special teams, or they go the other direction and you're saying, hey, we need to look for more depth at that position because this guy can't play at this time.
Why has Larry Johnson been such a handful for you guys? He's a handful for everybody. He always seems to have career games every time he plays.
Well, thanks for mentioning that. I really appreciate it. That's one of my, well, he's, you know, pretty good. I mean, he takes 1,750 yards a couple of years in a row. He's just not doing it to us. He's doing it to a lot of teams. But he did have a great day against us, and I take my hat off to him because anytime you average around 7 yards a carry and you're over 200 yards, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. So hopefully we play a little bit better this weekend.
Having a guy like Spencer, pullback, is that getting more flexibility? healthy on offense, being able to run more two-back sets.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying that?
I'm enjoying it quite well, thank you.
Yeah. Is Spencer okay with the move, or did he want to go out by both ways?
I don't know. He's always, you know, he's always nice to me. You got to check him out yourself. You know, we got two guys there, obviously, with Andrew coming in, you know, former fullback, and, you know, that's what he's done and played extremely well when he was at San Diego. So he's looking good and get used to our system as well. Again, you got to get back in football shape when you've been out for a while, so you can't bring these guys in too quick. But, you know, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Would you say youth has a lot to do with the fact that this team seems to have better when it's an underdog than a favorite?
Well, I'm not really sure if, you know, if it's that. You know, you take a look at some of the games. If you want to take a look at, you know, the Raider game, everybody points to that. And, you know, all of a sudden, you at the end of the half, you got 15 first downs. Early in the third quarter, you've got 21. You're moving the heck out of the football. You can't commit mistakes. You can't turn the football over. You got to put teams, you got to put them away when you have opportunities to. And if you don't, sometimes it'll come back to haunt you. And we've done that a couple times this year. And, you know, one of the positive things we've done is if we've even or plus in a turnover ratio, well, we haven't lost the game. We haven't beat ourselves. And that happens sometimes with a young football team. Guys trying to make plays and learning when to make a play, when to try to make a play, and when to just kind of pass it up, knowing that you can't turn the football over. But that's part of the growing process, and I think we've made some strides. We'll find out this weekend if we've learned from it.
Players will say they have a bad taste in their mouth from the last game. That seems to be players as a coach. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I mean, anytime you get beat, obviously you want to come back and play extremely well. You know, I was, you know, very disappointed when the team runs the ball on us like they did. That caused us to do some things differently. We went on a stretch for four games that we played very poorly with our run defense, and the last four games we've done a lot better, exception the fourth quarter of the Raider game. But, yeah, you always have a bad taste in your mouth. We moved the football extremely well. You know, you're not going to get more than very many times more than 450 yards against a team, but it doesn't really matter if you turn the ball over four times. But Kansas City is playing much better. They're a much better football team right now than they were when we played them. So if we don't bring our A game, same thing will happen.
Mike, I know you talked about it, and I should put a finger on the recent trouble at Invesco at home field while you can't win there, but do you feel like your team's almost emotionally charged when it's on the road?
No, I think, number one, you're kind of blowing things out of proportion right there, that the season's not over with yet. Let's see where we end up, you know. Very well could end up 5-3, I think. Isn't that right?
Yes.
That's not horrible. But obviously, you'd like to be undefeated and at home. But we can't do anything about it now except, you know, concentrate on this game and try to take care of business.
What's been the biggest reason you guys have been better against the run?
Well, you know, we talked about it after when we were 4-4 that we got a young football team. We were losing a few players, and we had to go back to our basics and put on the pads and hit a little bit more, and everybody knowing what assignment they have, and you could see it in practice. I didn't really care if we did get people hurt. We weren't stopping the run, so you've got to do something, and we got better at it, and we're going to continue to do it through the season, and hopefully play our best football in December. You know, teams that can play their best football in November, December, has got a chance to do something if they do get in the playoffs. If not, you're not going to be there very long anyhow.
Mike, Tony Shepard's been in the lineup. How much more dangerous is your passing game on the field?
Well, obviously, it's, you know, anytime you get a guy like Tony who's got skills to beat anybody one-on-one, you know, 6'5", 250, he's in that 4-5 range, and he's got great hands. Obviously, he's a weapon. You know, it really hurts us not having Nate Jackson in there. You know, we lost Stokely for a little bit. You lose Eddie Royal for a little bit. You lose Brandon Marshall for a little bit. I mean, that's part of the National Football League. You still got to find ways to win, and, you know, injuries are a part of it. And, you know, sometimes it comes in bunches, and other times you're a little bit more lucky than other times in certain situations, which, you know, we've experienced a little bit more this year than we have in the past.